victorious Vikings, primary areas, and another convert. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It was a great day for Bronson Bowling last Friday in Battle Creek as the boys' team captured its second straight MHSAA Division IV team championship, topping Unionville Sebring, and the girls' team, only in its second year, completed the sweep, defeating East Jackson. And it was an interesting dynamic at the M66 Bowl because the two finals were going on simultaneously.
There wasn't any pressure because this had happened before. It was just that feeling like, we got this. You know, the kids had matured enough where they understood the task at hand and they got it done. So they did well.
Coach Roger Wiseman directed the boys during the finals, and assistant coach Tammy Smith handled the girls. Brandon Heiska anchored the boys' effort, including a perfect 300 game during qualifying, and Dakota Smith led the girls. You can read more about the bowling finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Rochester Hills Stony Creek, Gibraltar Carlson, Richmond, and Pewamo Westphalia, schools which all claimed top honors in their respective divisions last weekend at the MHSAA Girls Competitive Cheer Finals in Grand Rapids, events you can now watch for free on MHSAA TV. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
In just about every single basketball game ever played, there are times where fans will turn to each other and wonder, why did that official make the call when there was another member of the crew that was a whole lot closer to the play? The most important thing in all of officiating, and especially basketball officiating, is the angle for an official. There will be many times during the game that the official that is closest to the play actually has the worst look or the worst angle. Many times, the player is going up in the lane for that shot, and the whistle will come from one of the two outside officials because they had the perfect angle to see all the elements of the play and can rule correctly.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The shambles the newspaper industry has become in recent years has left us with fewer reporters that you can truly call veterans. But at the individual wrestling finals at Ford Field last weekend, one of those few veteran sports writers left out there made the trip to the Motor City to cover his first state finals in that sport. He had a lot of general questions, as you might imagine, when he walked in the press room. But after one trip to the floor, where upwards of 1,500 student-athletes and coaches and dozens of officials and tournament workers were assembled, he came back with another question. How does this all work? Well, wrestling, I explained, is a unique sport. It's truly a community where everybody knows everybody else. The size of school doesn't matter as much as it does in some sports. And the operation of a meet is literally a beehive of activity. I told him to just blend in. Later on, he came back and said that one of the other staff members at his newspaper usually covers wrestling, and that the first time he covered such a meet, it didn't take long to get the feel of things and get hooked on this truly unique atmosphere. He then said, I can see why. I've spoken passionately in this space over the years about the great things taking place in wrestling. The youth movement in our state continues to excel through my way. The Coaches Association conducted an individual high school girls event this season. The crowds at Ford Field were spectacular last weekend, and we won another convert with my sports writer friend as well. It's a big weekend on MHSAA TV. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you can punch up the ice hockey semifinals and finals live from USA Arena in Plymouth. And on Saturday, we'll have action from the three sites in the Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving finals. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.